请我们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's open the book of 1 Thessalonians.
我们今天读第三章。
Let's read chapter 3 today.
从十一节读到第十三节。
We'll be reading from verse 11 to verse 13.
可以请你们一同读吗
？Let's read together. Can we read together?
一二三，开始。
Let's start. Now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你，我们可以一起聚集在你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you that we can gather before your feet.
是何等的福气，我们可以吃喝纪念你。
It's such a blessing that we can eat and drink of you.
我们是何等有福气，我们可以享受你的同在。
It's such a blessing that we can have your presence with us.
我们是何等的福气，你还愿意对我们说话。
And it's such a blessing that you are still speaking to us.
我们一同等候你。
We here wait upon you.
求你预备我们的心。
We ask you to prepare our hearts.
好让你的话可以落在好土里面。
So that your word may fall on good soil.
好让你的恩典在我们的生命中成为真实。
So that your grace may become a reality in our lives.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我相信弟兄姐妹如果还记得的话。
I trust that brothers and sisters, if you still remember.
我们在过去几次的交通里面。
In the last few times that I fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们一直在思想一个牧人他的心肠。
We are discussing the heart of a shepherd.
我们曾经一起在主面前思想到他是怎么样的想念他所服侍的弟兄姐妹。
We talked about how the Lord truly desired to meet again with his brothers and sisters.
这一个牧人他是多么的希望花时间跟他们在一起。
The shepherd truly desired to spend time with them.
他心中是何等的爱他们。
How he loved them, he truly loved them.
他是多么的希望他们在恩典中能够长进。
He truly wanted them to grow in grace.
在第十节的时候
，In verse 10 here,
他说他们昼夜切切的祈求。
It says night and day praying exceedingly.
要见你们的面。
That we might see your face.
补满你们信心的不足。
And might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
我们说过这是在这一个牧人心中他一个非常深的渴望。
We talked about how this was the deep longing of the shepherd's heart.
他不只是要鼓励不只是要纠正教导他所服侍的弟兄姐妹。
He not only wants to encourage, discipline and guide the sheep, the brothers and sisters.
更重要的是他知道他需要为他们祷告。
But more importantly, he knew he had to pray for them.
他为他们怎么祷告呢?
How did he pray for them?
他到底要求什么呢?
What was he seeking from the Lord?
他说我要求的是见你们的面。
He said here that he was seeking their face. He was seeking to see them.
我常常有一个很深的感觉。
I often have this deep thought.
在这个末了的时代。
That in this present age.
有很多的教师。
There are many different kinds of teachers.
他们真的很会讲。
They really can teach.
他们可以讲得你又哭又笑。
They can teach and preach so that you laugh and you cry.
他们真的让你觉得天都开了。
They make you feel as if the heavens truly are opened.
哎呀,从来没有听过。
Oh, I've never heard this before.
但是我不知道你能够遇见几个神的仆人。
But I don't know how many servants of God you can meet.
他真喜欢花时间陪你。
Who would willingly spend time with you.
他真对你有兴趣。
And who truly has an interest in you.
我们的主,
Our Lord,
他会鼓励我们,
He truly encourages us,
他也会教训我们,
and He disciplines us.
但是我们的主他最渴望的,
but what our Lord truly desires
是常常见我们的面,
is to see our face.
我们怎么去对待神托给我们的人呢?
How do we treat those whom the Lord gives to us?
我看过有一些青少年的父母,
I've seen the parents of some youths.
他们给孩子烦到一个地步,
they're so worried over their children,
他们只有一个祷告,
that they only have this one prayer.
Leave me alone.
Please leave me alone.
不要烦我就好了。
Just don't bother me, that's good enough.
多少 我时候我们在教会里的服侍,
so many times in our church services,
我们是否也失去了对人真实的兴趣呢?
Have we lost a true interest in helping others?
保罗说他的祷告有两件事。
Paul said that he desired two things.
切切地祈求要见你们的面。
He wanted to see their face, night and day praying exceedingly.
然后补满你们信心的不足。
And his second desire was that he might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
我上一次来跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候,
the last time I came here to fellowship,
我告诉过弟兄姐妹那个信心是复数的,不是单数的。
I told brothers and sisters, the faith here is plural, not singular.
而且那个应该是翻作信仰会更准确。
And faith should have been translated belief.
他们不是信心的不足。
It's not that their faith was lacking.
是他们的信仰上有许多缺欠的地方。
But it's that in their beliefs, they had many parts that which were lacking.
这是保罗心中最大的负担。
This was Paul's greatest burden in his heart.
11节到第13节,
from verse 11 to verse 13.
那就是保罗为着这个负担他怎么祷告?
It's how, because of this burden, Paul prayed.
他这个祷告也就是两件事。
And his prayer consisted of these two things.
愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。
It's first, now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you.
这是要切切见你们的面。
It's to see your face.
然后从12节到第13节,
then from verse 12 to verse 13,
是帮助你们在信仰上的不足。
It's to help your belief grow.
所以11节讲到保罗的他们和他同工的道路。
So verse 11 talks about Paul and how he desires to see his co-workers.
然后是2节13节讲到帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹在信仰上有什么地方还有长改进的空间。
And verses 12 and 13 talk about how the church of Thessalonica, how they can grow in their beliefs.
愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣,
now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ,
这一种的祷告,
this kind of prayer,
在英文里面被叫做 wish prayer.
In English, it's called a wishful prayer. Wish prayer.
Wish prayer.
Wish a wish prayer.
这个跟直接的祈求是不太一样。
It's different from the direct petition. a direct asking of the Lord.
这个形式上的不同,
the difference lies in
even though there are different in formality.
Oh, even though they're different in formality.
但是他所要表达的内容是一样的,
but the content, what it wants to express, is the same.
因为在旧约圣经里面,
because in the Old Testament,
常常会让我们看到用不同方式来表达同样的祷告。
You can see there are different ways of expressing the same prayer.
那么这一节的圣经,
now this verse of scripture,
如果把它直接翻译出来的话,
if you translate it literally,
它是说,
it says,
然而,
however, yet,
神自己,
God Himself,
就是我们的父,
who is our Father,
并且我们的主,
and our Lord,
耶稣,
Jesus,
要引领我们的路,
will direct our way to you.
到你们那里去,
to you.
那这个地方有几个比较值得我们注意的呢?
Now what are there, what should we pay attention to here?
他说神自己,
says God Himself.
那神自己是谁呢?
Now who is God Himself?
他说我们的父,
he then says our Father.
我们的主,
our Lord.
然后谁是我们的主呢?
Then who is our Lord?
耶稣,
Jesus.
所以你很明显的看见一件事,
so you can clearly see one thing.
神自己,
God Himself,
不只是父,
is not, He's not only the Father.
神自己也是主,
God Himself is also the Lord.
而这个主不是别人,
and this Lord is no one else.
是耶稣,
but the Lord Jesus.
如果你读英文圣经,
if you read the English, the Bible in English,
或者你懂一点希腊文的话,
or if you understand the Greek,
你发现更好玩的,
you find that it's more amazing. What's more amazing?
前面的主词是 compound, 就是 复合的, 是父和主,
the description there is compound. It's there's the Father and there's the Lord Jesus.
但是它动词却是用的单数.
Even though the subject is plural, compound, yet the verb used to describe them is singular.
那我们很容易就可以看到说，在保罗的思想里面，前面虽然是多数，后面用了单数表示前面那个多数是合一的。
So we can see very clearly that while Paul used a compound subject, he used a singular verb, which meant that the compound subject meant only one person.
这样清楚吗?
Do you understand?
我们的父,
our Father,
我们的主耶稣,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
重复了我们的,
over there it's repeated our.
这也是另外一个非常强烈的强调,
this our repeated emphasizes something.
保罗祷告的对象,
it talks about Paul's, the people Paul is praying for.
Who Paul is praying to?
Who Paul is praying to?
是父,
it's the Father,
也是主耶稣,
and the Lord Jesus.
他们一同成为保罗去向祷告的对象.
These two are the ones Paul is praying to.
神他自己,
God Himself,
是我们祷告的对象,
is the entity we are praying to.
基督徒所相信的神,
the God that we Christians believe,
不是一个创造了宇宙以后就坐在旁边看笑话的神,
it's not a God who created the heavens and the earth and then just sat back and watched.
他是一个积极参与管理带领关怀他创造的那一位神.
He is a God who truly cares, watches over, and protects each and every one of us.
在基督徒的生活中,
in our Christian lives,
每一个细节,
every detail,
我们的神都很关心,
our God cares for.
这就是使徒行传 17章 28节,
That's what Acts chapter 17 verse 28 talks about.
保罗说, 我们生活, 动作, 存留, 都在乎他。
It says our every being is in him. Our every breath and every action is in him.
这是一个非常甜美的思想。
This is a very beautiful thought.
这么伟大的神,
Such an awesome God.
无限大的神,
without limit.
会对这么渺小的个人,
would to such a minuscule person as us,
有如此强烈的兴趣,
have such a great interest.
在我们的生活中,
in our lives,
掌管万有的神,
the God who is over all,
是我们的父,
is our Father.
又是我们的主,
and he is also our Lord.
这是何等大的福气。
This is such a blessing.
当我们遇到人生中的难处, 困扰的时候,
whenever we experience difficulties or hardships in life,
你就要想到,
you must think,
这一位神,
this God,
他是你的父,
he is your Father.
他是你的主,
he is your Lord.
他亲自在看管你人生中的每一步,
he personally is overseeing every step of your life.
这是多么给我们鼓励的一个思想。
This is such an encouraging thought.
这能够让我们在患难中有力量。
This can give us strength in difficulties.
这一个神, 保罗祷告他做什么事呢?
This God whom Paul prayed to, what did Paul pray to him for?
一直引领我们到你们那里去。
He prayed that he would direct our way unto you.
引领。
Direct.
在新约圣经中总共只用了三次。
This Greek word was only used 3 times in the New Testament.
另外两次, 一次是用在路加福音1章79节。
The other time it was used was in Luke chapter 1 verse 79.
第二次是用在帖撒罗尼迦后书3章5节。
The other time it was used was in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5.
它很有意思的是什么呢?
What's so special about this word?
是这个字它有双重的意思。
This word has
double meaning.
It has a double meaning.
一方面是他讲到他是带guide，就是引导。
On the one hand, it means to guide someone.
在另外一方面，他又讲到说他是直接的direct，或者是make straight，就是修直的。
On the other hand, it can mean to direct, to make straight a path.
所以说保罗这个祷告,
so Paul in his prayer,
一方面是讲到说要神带着他去,
on the one hand it's talking about how he wants the Lord to guide him to them,
一方面又讲到说在神带他去的路上, 他求神除去路上一切的拦阻,
but on the other hand it's also, Paul's also praying that the Lord might smooth out the path that he is walking on towards them,
把高高低低不平的地方都铲平,
to smooth out all the roughness, bumpiness of the road.
让他不要走弯路, 能够直直的就到那里去,
that he would not stray off the path, but that he would walk on that one path toward them.
你如果明白保罗这个祷告,
if you understand Paul's prayer here,
保罗是在求神,
Paul is asking God,
带着他走,
to guide him,
并且把走的路上的一切的难处去替他解决,
and also to take care of all the difficulties he meets on that path.
我不知道你信主到现在,
I don't know for you from since you believe till now,
你喜欢神帮你把路上的问题除掉吗?
Do you like God to take care of all your difficulties that on the path you're taking?
Yeah?
Yes?
我猜都是哈,
I think it's probably yes.
但是弟兄姊妹, 我问问你,
but brothers and sisters, let me ask you,
你真的很渴望神带你走路吗?
Do you really truly desire the Lord to guide you?
你们明白我在问什么吗?
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
他带你走,
For him to personally guide you.
他引领你走,
to lead you.
意思是什么?
What does that mean?
意思就是你没有你的方向。
That means that you don't have a path of your own to walk.
你没有你的喜悦。
You can't have your own desires.
他说向左转,
if he tells you turn to the left, you turn to the left.
他说去哪里,
and he says go somewhere, you go somewhere.
你喜欢吗?
You like that?
我实实在在地告诉你,
let me tell you.
我们都希望上帝保护我们。
We all want God to protect us.
我们都希望上帝帮助我们。
We all want God to take care of us.
我们都要上帝帮我们把前面的困难除去。
We all want God to remove the difficulties in our lives.
我们可不是很喜欢说上帝啊，让我好好跟着你哦。
But we really don't like to say, God, please guide me.
我们是跟上帝讲，上帝你好好跟着我。
We tell God, God, please let me guide you.
我想做什么？
What I want to do,
你就帮我把它做成。
You help me do that.
我想要什么？
What I want,
你就帮我能够得到我想要的。
You help me get what I want.
那不是保罗的祷告。
That wasn't Paul's prayer.
保罗的祷告的重点。
Paul's point in his prayer,
不是他想要什么。
It's not what he wanted.
不是是他想得什么。
It's not what he wanted to get.
他心中最大的渴望。
It's that his greatest desire in his heart is what God wants to do,
让我做你想要做的事。
Then let me do that.
这一个观念,
this concept
是今天在基督徒中间越来越被忽略的观念。
Is being constantly neglected among Christians today.
神的儿女,
God's children,
越来越喜欢上帝听话。
More and more, they want God to listen to them.
越来越不喜欢听上帝的话。
And less do they want to listen to God.
但是如果上帝听你的话,
but if God really listens to you,
你就是上帝了。
Then you are God then.
是吧?
Isn't that true?
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心。
And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another.
并爱众人的心都能增长充足。
And toward all men, even as we do toward you.
正如我们爱你们一样。 这个11节和12节,
now verses 11 and 12.
希腊文的连接词,
the Greek connecting conjugation.
是用了那个 d, 不是用 kai.
It uses the word d, not the word kai.
那 d 翻成英文就应该是 but.
Now d, if translated in English, means the word but.
如果是 kai 的话，就可以翻作 and.
But if it's the word kai, it means and.
那是什么？这个为什么重要呢？
Now why is this important?
因为11节的祷告,
because the prayer in verse 11.
他所祷告的重心,
the focus of verse 11
是强调说他这一个祈求是为着帖撒罗尼迦的,
it's emphasizing that this prayer is a petition for the church of Thessalonica.
所以他很希望神可以带他到那里去。
So Paul is really hoping that God will bring him there.
但是就算神不带他那里去,
but even if God did not bring him there,
他还是继续的祷告，要求神让他们在爱心中长进。
Paul continued to pray that the Lord will cause them to grow in their faith.
换一句话说,
in other words,
神如果带他去,
if God allows him to go there,
他也是希望他们在爱心中长进。
He wants them to grow in love.
就算神不带他去,
but even if God does not bring him there,
他还是希望他们在爱心中长进。
Paul still wants the Thessalonican believers to grow in love.
有他没有他,
with him or without him,
他都希望他们好。
Paul wishes the Thessalonican believers well.
你知道这就叫做牧人的心。
This is called the heart of a shepherd.
我们在侍奉的中间呢,
when we serve God,
我们最希望的是什么?
What is our greatest desire?
就是神用我们。
It's that God would use us.
所以如果今天我们有一个小团契,
so today, if we have a little gathering,
是我们在服侍,
it's us who are serving in there.
我们就希望因着我们的服侍,
we often wish that because of our service,
这一个团契就会长大,
this fellowship, this group can grow and become grow strong.
他们就在灵里面长大,
they can grow spiritually.
他们可以在传福音上长大,
they can grow the evangelism.
什么都长大,
in everything they can grow.
我们就开心了,
then we are happy.
那如果一个团契,
what if there's a group?
我们服侍了五年,
we've served them for 5 years.
十年,
we've done service in it for 10 years.
就不长,
it doesn't grow.
就不长,
it doesn't grow.
就不长,
it doesn't grow.
很伤心哈,
it's very sad. We get very sad, isn't it?
然后等我们不在了,
and when we aren't around,
然后人家开始长,
others start to grow after we're gone.
我要问你, 你那个时候开心不开心?
Let me ask you, are you happy there at that time?
这不简单啊,
it's not an easy thing.
神用我们的时候开心, 这不稀奇,
for us to be happy when the Lord uses us, this is not a strange thing.
神不用我们还会开心, 这了不起,
for God not to use us and us to still be happy, that is something wondrous.
重要的不是神用不用我们,
the main point isn't whether God uses us or not.
重要是神的旨意能不能够成全,
it's whether the Lord's will can be accomplished.
请注意,
please note,
十一节他祷告的对象是父和主,
now the Paul is praying to God and the Father and our Lord in verse 11.
可是十二节的时候他祷告的对象是主,
but in verse 12 he's just praying to the Lord.
那么当然这里的主就是指的耶稣,
of course we know this Lord is referring to Jesus,
因为不只是十一节那里讲到, 我们的主, comma, 耶稣,
because not only verse 11 does it say our Lord, comma, Jesus.
你到十三节看呢,后面还是讲到主是指的耶稣。
If you look in verse 13, it still continues to say the Lord Jesus.
我为什么要提醒你们注意这一点呢?
Why do I ask brothers and sisters to pay attention to this point?
因为其实在新约圣经里面,
because really in the New Testament,
保罗的祷告,
Paul's prayers,
以及其他使徒们的祷告,
and the prayers of the other apostles,
绝大部分,
the majority,
都是向着父祷告的,
are prayed to the Father.
很少有几次,
there are only very few times,
祷告是向着主的,
our prayers directed to the Lord Jesus.
这是为什么有一些人呢, 就乱讲,
that's why some people just carelessly say,
祷告不可以向主祷告,
oh, you can't pray to the Lord,
只能够向父祷告,
you can only pray to the Father.
那个就矫枉过正,
That's a general overgeneralization.
因为主耶稣教门徒祷告的时候,
because when the Lord Jesus taught the disciples to pray,
是教门徒跟父祷告, 没有错,
he truly said to have them pray our Father.
那不表示说跟主祷告就不合圣经,
that doesn't mean that if they pray to the Lord, it's contradicting the Bible.
多马向主祷告,
Thomas prayed to the Lord,
保罗在这里向主祷告,
Paul prayed to the Lord.
其实都是告诉我们,
all this is telling us,
我们实在不需要太分开把父和主,
it's telling us we really don't have to separate God the Father and God our Lord.
保罗在这里祷告什么事呢?
What is Paul praying about in this here?
叫他们在爱心上增长,
it's that the Lord make them to increase and abound in love.
爱,
love,
agape,
agape.
这当然不是指着小朋友说我爱吃冰淇淋的爱,
it's not talking about the love that children say when they say I love to eat ice cream.
也不是现在年轻男孩子看到个漂亮女孩子说哎呀我好爱你,
or it's not the kind of love that young men say when they see a pretty woman, they say I love her.
这里的爱是指着舍己的爱,
this love here is talking about self-denying love. This love here is talking about a love that wants others to do well. This love is the trademark of Christians.
这个爱是主耶稣给他门徒的命令。
This love is the love that our God, our Lord Jesus commanded his disciples.
我们如果还记得约翰福音13章那里,
if we still remember John chapter 13,
主在34节35节那里说,
in verse 33 and 34, our Lord says,
我赐给你们一条新命令,
it says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Verse 35, by this shall all men know that know that ye are my disciples. Paul here is praying to them for them.
祷告什么?
Praying for what?
要让他们在爱心中增长,
that they would grow in their love, increase and abound.
这一个爱心,
this love,
不只是在彼此相爱上,
not only toward one another,
这一个爱心也是爱众人的爱心,
and this love, he's praying that they would grow toward the whole, toward all men.
请注意,
please note,
agape 的爱,
agape love,
不是人自己有的,
it's not what men themselves have.
你不能够跟自己说, 我要多有爱心, 多有爱心, 多有爱心,
you can't say to yourself, I want to have more and more love, I want to have more and more love.
你根本就爱不出来,
you can't love by yourself.
这一种无条件的爱,
this unconditional love,
这一种舍己的爱,
this love, self-denying love,
是人没有的,
man cannot have.
这是从神而来的,
it only comes from God.
所以保罗在这里为他们祷告,
that's why Paul is praying here for them.
这一个爱是圣灵所结的果子,
this love is actually a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵能够把神的爱充满在我们的里面,
only the Holy Spirit can fill us with his love.
有人就问,
so someone asks,
既然如此,
since this is the case,
那主耶稣给我们什么新命令干什么?
Then why did Jesus give us this new commandment?
彼此相爱,
love one another,
爱别人,
and love others.
我反正做不到,
I can't do it anyway.
你给我这个命令干什么?
So why'd you give me this commandment?
主给我们这个命令,
the Lord gave us this commandment,
是因为我们虽然做不到彼此相爱,
so that even though we cannot love one another by ourselves,
但是我们绝对可以做得到顺服在圣灵的管制下面,
but we can definitely submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit's guide.
我们可以让圣灵把神的爱给我们,
we can let the Holy Spirit give us love,
借着顺服在他的面前,
and through submitting under the Holy Spirit,
we can
still reject the Holy Spirit's love in our lives.
这就是为什么一方面圣经确实命令我们要彼此相爱,
that's why on the one hand the Bible commands us to love one another,
另外一方面却清楚地告诉我们你真的希望有爱心吗? 你一定要求圣灵,
and that's why on the other hand also tells us, do you really want love? Then you must ask the Holy Spirit to give you love.
彼此相爱,
love one another.
这个当然是指着弟兄之间的相爱,
of course this is talking about love between the brothers and sisters.
这个已经是不容易了,
this already is very difficult.
我们在教会里面,
for us in the church,
找到一些弟兄姐妹,
there are certain brothers and sisters,
彼此相爱,
to love one another,
还是有可能的,
for them maybe it's possible,
但是这有一个很大的危险,
but there's a great danger here,
就是我们就只会爱这个小圈圈里的人,
it's that we can, we will love only those brothers and sisters in a certain clique.
我们有几家人?
We have a few families.
我们背景相同。
our backgrounds are the same.
年龄差不多,
the ages in our family are around the same.
我们甚至于可以说我们有一样的意向，一样的道路。
We can say that we have the same goals, the same different
ways.
Ways.
我们的孩子也很合得来。
Our children are well together.
啊，我们可以一起去度假。
So we can have vacations together.
我们可以一起去露营。
We can go camping together.
我们可以一起去参加特会。
We can go to special conferences together.
啊，太美妙了。
Oh, it's so wonderful.
这样的小圈圈,
this little click,
要不了多久,
after not very long,
就让我们越过越自私。
It causes us to become more and more selfish.
越过越自大。
And more proud.
越来越自满,
and more self-satisfied.
基督徒的生活,
the Christian life,
永远不能够一直把重心对内。
You can never be one of looking inwards.
所以保罗为他们祷告,
and that's why Paul prayed for them.
不只要彼此相爱,
that they would not just love one another.
要爱众人。
And that they would love all men.
中文翻作众人。
In Chinese, it's translated the multitude.
众人说很多人。
Multitude means many people.
这个还好。
It's okay. It's an okay translation.
但是保罗当时的祷告不是爱众人。
But Paul's prayer during that time was not that we would love many people.
保罗的祷告是爱每一个人。
Paul's prayer was that we would love everyone, all men.
这就很讨厌了。
This is something to seriously take note of.
因为在我们的生活里,
because in our lives,
总有一些人特别难爱的。
There are always certain people who are really hard to love.
总有一些人你真是恨不得他搬家。
Some people, you just wish they would move away.
但是真正的爱心,
but true love,
的考验,
the test of true love,
就是爱那些不可爱的,
is to love those who are unlovable.
其实主耶稣的命令更伤感情。
But, and truly, our Lord Jesus' commandment is very,
very harsh.
Very harsh.
主说你们要爱。
Our Lord Jesus commands us to love our enemies.
啊, 这气死人哦。
Oh, this makes one so angry.
他爱我的仇敌哦。
To love my enemies.
我们家的小朋友一天跟我说,
one time, one of the kids in my house said to me,
我是没办法宰他。
I'm unable to deal with him personally.
No, I just couldn't kill him.
I just couldn't kill him.
他爱他。
Now, to love him,
不可能的,
it's impossible.
这个孩子说的真对,
what this child said is so true.
不可能的,
it's impossible.
但是这是神在他儿女身上的要求。
But this is God's commandment, his desire for his children.
彼此相爱,
to love one another,
并且还要爱众人,
and to love all men,
每一个人。
Everyone.
记不记得彼得也曾经有过这样子的提醒?
Remember, Peter also once had this admonition.
彼得后书一章七节,
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says,
有了彼此相爱的心,
says, and to godliness, brotherly kindness,
还要加上爱众人的心,
and to brotherly kindness, love.
不容易。
It's not easy.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你知道这个祷告,
for brothers and sisters, you know this prayer.
是多么的宝贵。
Do you know how precious it is?
因为这个祷告说出了父神的心意。
Because this prayer talks about the desire of our Father.
一个人属灵的生命,
a person's spiritual life.
真正的衡量,
the true measurement of one's spiritual life.
不是你参加多少特会,
it's not how many special meetings you go to.
也不是你会讲多少好听的道理,
it's not how many special sermons you can preach.
It's
not how many amazing things you have done.
是你生命中有多少这样子可以爱不可爱的人的爱心。
It's how much in your life can you love those whom are unlovable.
保罗说,
Paul said,
他求他们在爱心中增长充足。
He asked that they would increase and abound in love.
增长,
to increase.
有的英文翻作 enlarge.
Some English translations translate this as enlarge.
让它变大。
It's to make it larger.
充足是说是 make it abound.
And the other meaning is to abound. The other word means abound.
这一个概念,
this concept
是讲到一个过程。
It talks about a journey. It speaks of a journey.
这个过程是不断的成长。
And this journey is one of continual increasing, enlarging.
所以它是有那种一直涨,
So this speaks of constant enlarging.
充足呢?
How about abounding?
充足是讲到有多的。
Abounding speaks of there being more than enough.
有的时候就把它翻作多而又多。
Sometimes it's translated as more abounding, more than enough, abundant.
好像腓立比书一章九节那里。
Like in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
有的时候说格外显出满足来。
Sometimes it speaks of complete satisfaction.
这是哥林多后书八章七节。
This is 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7.
那哥罗西书二章七节那里 NIV是翻作 overflow 满出来了。
Now in Colossians it speaks of overflowing.
所以他整个保罗求他们的爱心是什么样子呢？
So what does Paul ask that their prayer, that their love will be like?
他们的爱心是一直在扩大，一直在扩大。
It's that their love will be constantly enlarging.
一直在增长。
And constantly abounding.
并且到一个地步是充充足足的满溢出来。
And that it grows so much to the point that it's abounding, it's over enough.
最让我惊讶的,
what surprises me,
如果保罗就停在这里,
was that if Paul just stopped here,
很正常,
it's very normal.
我们都知道这是神的希望。
We all know that this is God's desire for us.
但是保罗下面那句话,
but what Paul says right after this,
保罗说,
Paul says,
如同我们爱你们一样,
even as we do toward you.
英文的翻译是就是直接从原文翻过来。
The English translation is directly from the original.
它其实如果我们中文要直接这样翻译的话，就是如同我们对你们一样。
If you translate it from Mandarin, it just means as even as we do toward you.
我不知道你读到这里有没有一种震撼。
I don't know when you read this, do you feel a conviction?
保罗前面讲的说为他们祷告，人的爱心中增长，再增长，充充足足，满满意意。
We were reading before about how Paul wanted their love to enlarge and to abound.
他们的爱心要长到什么时候呢？
How much should their love grow to?
长到什么标准呢？
Up to what standard?
保罗说, 好像我们对你们一样。
Paul says, just up to as much as we love you.
弟兄姊妹啊,
brothers and sisters,
我觉得我们这些讲道的人,
I think for us who stand here and preach,
或者是那些做父母的，你在教训你孩子的。
Or for us parents who are admonishing your children.
或者是那些主日学老师，你去教别的小孩子。
Or for those Sunday school teachers who are teaching their kids.
或者你带年轻人呢，你去跟他们讲一些神的话。
Or for those who are leading the youth.
你有没有想过？
Did you ever think about?
你所讲的。
What you say.
你做你自己所讲的。
And what you do of what you concerning what you said.
难不难?
Is that hard?
To preach To practice what you preach.
To practice what you preach.
难不难?
Is that hard?
你们觉得难不难?
Do you think it's hard?
难哦。
Hard, right?
难哦。
Isn't it hard?
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
But brothers and sisters, have you ever thought?
To practice what you pray.
To practice what you pray.
有没有难不难?
Is that hard?
To practice what you pray for others.
To practice what you pray for others.
难不难?
Is that hard?
让我解释一下。
Let me explain.
做老公的。
For a husband.
可不可以求神让他的妻子温柔?
Could he ask the Lord to make his wife more gentle?
可以不可以?
Can he?
可以啊,这是圣经里面神的旨,神的心意,对不对?
Yes, he can. The Bible clearly says that this is God's will.
神多么希望每一个女人都是温柔的,对不对?
It's God's will that every woman be gentle.
那所以你可以求啊,神啊,让我的妻子温柔啊。
So you can pray to God and ask that God will make your wife more gentle.
但是你敢不敢说?
But do you dare ask?
让我的妻子多么温柔呢? 就像我多么温柔一样。
But do you dare pray, God, please make my wife as gentle as I am gentle.
你敢不敢?
Do you dare pray that?
我们愿不愿意为教会里面别的同工们祷告主啊,让他们谦卑一点?
Don't we like to pray for other co-workers in our church? Oh, please make them more humble.
你喜不喜欢这样祷告?
Do you like to pray like that?
哇,你们教会不需要啊。
Oh, I guess your church doesn't pray like that.
我们很希望啊。
Oh, of course we like to pray for that.
但是你会不会祷告说希望他们像我一样谦卑呢?
But would you ever pray that my co-workers could be just as humble as I am?
弟兄姊妹,这是一个很严肃的问题。Brothers
and sisters, this is a serious question.
今天很多人都想用什么办法祷告?
Today, many times, brothers and sisters think of different ways to pray.
用什么办法祷告,上帝会听话?
So, they try to think of different ways to pray so that God will listen to them.
请你记住,
Please remember,
神不是对你说的话反应。
God doesn't react to your words. God answers the one who is praying.
你是什么样的人?
What kind of person you are?
就决定了你的祷告有什么样的果效。
Decides what is the effect of your prayer.
如同我们对你们一样。
Even as we do towards you.
我想这对我们每一个人。
I think this for each and every one of us.
是一个很严肃的挑战。
It's a very stern admonishment.
在教会里面。
In the church.
当你要求任何一个人任何一件事的时候。
When you ask anything of any person.
你记住。
Please remember.
你敢不敢用你自己做标准?
Would you use yourself as the standard?
13节,
Let's look at verse 13.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候, 在我们父神面前, 心里坚固, 成为圣洁, 无可责备。
To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
这一节的圣经啊,
this verse of scripture,
NIV,
in the NIV,
还有中文的新译本,
and in the Chinese New Translation,
他们都把这一节好像当作另外一个祈求,
they treat this verse as a different petition.
可是和合本的翻译,
but in the original translation,
the Union version,
the Union version, in the Union Chinese version.
是非常准确的把原文的意思翻出来。
It accurately translates the original meaning of this verse.
因为在原文中，它是讲到说，因着他们在爱心中的增长到那个程度。
Because in the original version, it talks about how their hearts of love have grown to such a point.
以至于,
so that
他们可以心里坚固,
so that they might have their hearts established unblameable in holiness.
所以和合本翻作好使,
so that in the Union Bible translates it as
so that. 是非常好的,
it's a very good translation.
心理坚固,
hearts established.
其实是坚固你们的心,
it actually means to establish your hearts.
或者是说是 strengthen your heart.
Or in other words, to strengthen your hearts.
这里用的字,
the words used here,
跟第二节里面用的是同一个字,
it's the same words used in verse 2.
在第二节那里是谁去兼顾人呢?
Now verse 2, who is establishing them?
提摩太,
it's Timothy.
在13节这里是谁去兼顾呢?
Now verse 13, who is establishing them?
神,
it's God.
第二节那里兼顾谁呢?
In verse 2, who is Timothy establishing?
你们,
you.
13节这里兼顾什么呢?
In verse 13, who is being established?
你们的心,
your hearts.
为什么要把这两个摆在这里对一对呢?
Why am I comparing these two verses?
这里就让你看到,
over here you can see
什么叫你们的心?
What exactly is your heart?
什么叫你们的心?
What exactly is your heart?
圣经里面讲到心的时候,
when the Bible speaks of the heart,
有的时候它讲到心思,
sometimes it talks about the thought, the mind,
understanding,
the understanding.
腓立比书2章5节,
in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5,
它有的时候又讲到心智,
sometimes it also talks about the will,
包括了 motive,
including the motives,
好像哥林多前书4章5节那里,
just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
那有的时候讲到心里面是讲到心里面的感觉,
sometimes when it talks about heart, it talks about the emotions.
约翰福音14章第一节,
John 14 verse 1 says this.
所以圣经里面讲到的心,
so in the Bible when it talks about the heart,
是有理智,
so there's, when it talks about the heart, there's the mind,
意志,
the will,
情感,
and the emotions.
所以心是什么?
So what is the heart?
其实心就是我们这个人,
the heart is actually us as a person.
我们这个人呢,
we as a person.
在圣经里面人很多地方其实是跟魂是同一个字,
many times in the Bible, man is synonymous with the word soul.
所以很多人说, 哎呀, 圣经里面没有讲魂是什么东西,
oh, so many people say, oh, the Bible never mentions what is the soul.
其实圣经有讲,
but actually the Bible does mention it.
其实魂就是我们这个人,
because in reality the soul is just us, we as
包括了我们的理智,
it involves our mind,
我们的意志,
our will,
我们的情感,
and our emotions,
我们整个的人,
our whole person.
保罗很清楚,
Paul is very clear,
帖撒罗尼迦的信徒,
the believers at Thessalonica,
他们信主不久,
they haven't believed in the Lord for a long time.
外面有患难有逼迫,
on the outside there's many troubles and afflictions.
里面有试探有引诱,
inside there's temptations and there's temptations.
所以保罗在这里特别要为他们祷告,
so Paul here especially prays for them,
盼望神的爱能够在他们的心中增长,
that God's love would abound in them,
以至于他们的心智坚定,
so that their hearts may be established.
那现代的中文版就翻作心智坚定,
now the modern Chinese version translates it as the heart being established,
their will
being established,
能够站立得稳,
so that they can stand firm.
不只是他们的will, 他们的意志要坚定,
not only that their will may be established,
其实保罗的祷告是要叫他们里面的人能够刚强,
but Paul's prayer actually is that their inner man may be strengthened,
他们才有可能在圣洁上无可指责,
so that they can be unblameable in holiness before God.
圣洁。
Holiness.
什么是圣洁？
What is holiness?
有人告诉我说，我上次用了你们很多时间。
Someone told me that last time I was here, I used a lot of your time.
所以叫我这次不要超过。
So he told me not to go over time this time.
好，关于圣洁这一部分就以后来跟你们说哈。
I'll talk about holiness in the future.
保罗为着他们祷告。
Paul prayed for them.
保罗希望他们在爱心中能够增长。
Paul wanted them to grow in their faith.
当爱在这个人的生命里面增长的时候。
So that when love grows abounds in them.
这个人能够在神的面前站立得住。
This person may be able to stand firm before the Lord.
不会受到外面一切的试探和逼迫影响。
Will not be influenced by any afflictions or temptations.
以至于他能够成为圣洁。
So that he may become holy.
并且无可责备。
And unblameable.
是在圣洁上无可责备。
It's that they can be unblameable in their holiness.
在别的方面无可责备已经不容易了。
To be unblameable in other areas of your life is already very hard.
在圣洁上无可责备。
To be unblameable in holiness.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
简单的说就是像我们的主一样。
To put it simply, it's to be like our Lord Jesus.
这是保罗的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer.
这是一个牧者的心肠。
This is the heart of a shepherd.
我常常问我自己一个问题。
Many times I ask myself this question.
我有没有为我带的小朋友祷告？
Do I pray for the children that I'm leading?
我有没有为着教会的弟兄姐妹祷告？
Do I pray for the brothers and sisters at church?
我怎么为他们祷告？
How do I pray for them?
我最希望他们是什么样的？
What do I wish them to become?
有的父母跟我说
，Some parents say to me，
我的孩子不要打游戏。
I don't want my kids to play games。
我的孩子好好念书。
I want my kids to study hard。
我的孩子可以进好大学。
So that my kid can enter a great college。
我的孩子可以找到好工作。
So that my child can get a great job。
我就很开心。
Then I'll be happy and satisfied。
我常常问我自己。
Many times I ask myself,
我希望他变成什么样子?
What do I want them to become?
保罗希望帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹
Paul wanted the believers at Thessalonica
变成什么样子?
What do you want them to become?
在主耶稣回来的时候
you want them, When the Lord returned
这一些人
That these people
能够成为保罗的冠冕和荣耀。
Will become Paul's wreath and his crown.
我们服侍的人。
For us who are serving.
他们要变成什么样子?
What they become.
跟我们的祷告很有关系。
Has no relation with what has a lot to do with how we pray.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父我们感谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you
你真的爱我们
You truly love us
你爱我们爱到一个地步
You loved us to the point
你对我们生活中的每一个细节都有兴趣
That you are interested in every aspect of our lives
我们实在感谢你
We truly thank you
你知道我们不会祷告
You know we do not know how to pray
所以你用各种方式来教我们祷告
So you use many means to teach us
但愿你的话
May your word
在你百姓的生命中
in your people's lives
能够成为真实的祝福
may become a true blessing
靠耶稣基督的名祷告
I pray this in Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.